Welcome to the One Thing Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Kokoska. You know, each one of us wants more. We want more out of our careers, our relationships, and our personal lives. At the same time, we want less. We want fewer distractions and less on our plate.
Regularly, I get the chance to interview those folks who achieve extraordinary results through narrowing their focus to their one thing. And today, I have Janine O'Neill Blackwell. She's the president and CEO of Format for Business. Welcome to the call, Janine.
Hi, Sean. It's great to be here. Great to be here with everybody. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And Janine, for the benefit of our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about Format for Business?
I can. So, yes, as Sean said, this is Janine, and I am based right outside of New Orleans, Louisiana. So we are a little bit down south, and I'm sure we've got folks all over in the U.S. and outside the U.S. And my company is called Format for Business. You know, our work is really about partnering with organizations, partnering with leaders, partnering with people to create greater results. And we do that through training. We do that through instructional design. We certify people in how to do brain-based instructional design. And we do coaching and leadership development. So at the heart, that's what it is that we are really focused on in the conversations that we're in, you know, day in and day out.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about instructional design. What does that mean?
Yeah, I know that's not a phrase most of us use all the time, right? it's funny, like all things, you know, you find yourself in doing something, right, that perhaps you never really imagined yourself doing when you were a little kid. And I often say, you know, I don't know that many people, when they're little, say, oh, when I grow up, I'm going to be an instructional designer, right? when we say instructional design, what it means is creating experiences, you know, creating learning experiences that enable people to do something differently to create a different result. So a lot of the times we're working with folks in an organization that are in learning and development that create training programs, and we many times are working with the people that deliver that and then also the people who animate it, right? Because when we're in an organization as a leader, manager, coach, when we're in that role, we are helping people when they come back from some new learning experience to really be able to implement that. And as we know, sometimes the challenge is, you know, we come back into a world that things are still moving. There's a lot going on, and I want to do this new thing, but wow, I got all these other things going on too, which is really, I think, the thing that really drew me to the one thing. And Sean and I, you know, when we connected originally, and I was sharing with Sean that when Jay Papasan and I first met, one of the first things that I said to him was, you know, I got to tell you, I'm always recommending this book. And I travel frequently. A lot of times when I'm on a plane, you know, inevitably you actually do talk to the next person next to you on the plane. You get into some conversation about what you do. And all the time this book comes up because I think it speaks to the core of what it takes to really produce results, which is you've got to get to simple. You know, we've got to get to simple to be able to execute something. And for many of us, especially within organizations, the challenge is that it's got to be simple because you can't really scale it if it's not. It's really hard to make things, you know, happen on a bigger level when it's complicated. So I think scaling is critical, and getting down to that priority is the key. So that's a little bit about what instructional design is. You know, at the heart of it, it's about enabling people to do something differently to get a different result.
So if I'm a trainer in an organization and I've got this wonderful content, yet not necessarily the time, the skill, the mindset, or the potentially the know-how, I could leverage myself through your company to create this, the context for my idea.
Yeah, we have a model called Format. So it's the numeral 4, MAT, M-E-T. And Format is a framework for creating a brain-based learning experience that produces results. So I know everybody here, you know, in the conversation is coming into this conversation through the lens of the one thing. And let me animate you know, what that looks at, like through that lens, right? So to really produce results, I think the challenge a lot of times, and if you know, you can think about this as somebody who has likely been to a learning experience, like you were invited to come to a training, or perhaps you were the person requesting the training, like you want something for your team, or you're the person creating it. You have to actually write it and deliver it and make it come to life. The challenge a lot of times is that when we're in some kind of experience, we're given lots of information. You know, you go to a training and there's all these things that are coming at you around what we need to do and how we're going to do it, what we need to do, how we're going to do it. And as an individual in that experience, you know, we go immediately to, okay, where does this fit, right, in the hierarchy of all the things that I have to do? Because I have all these priorities, and this is something else that I'm adding to it. Now, where does it fit in? The work that we do, and I think what everybody here can really kind of take away from this approach, and it really aligns with the one thing, is that when you're thinking about producing a result, I think of it through a series of questions, which are also the basis of this model called format. I mean, the first question is, you know, if I want to create some outcomes, you know, if I'm going to create this new initiative, we're going to do something differently, we're going to have a training program, we're going to lead a change management process, we're going to, you know, fill in the blank, some initiative you have. You know, if we do that, what is the result we're really driving for? Like, how are we going to know we're successful? Because I think that's the key first, is starting with what it is that you define as success. So what are we really going for here? And that's the easier part, right? To say where we want to be, even though sometimes we skip that. We just say we're going to improve something. But here's where that one thing really comes in, is the question becomes how. So how are we going to do that? And that's where there's that temptation to get complicated, you know, and to have lots of things going on. The work that we do, and the thing that shows up every day, and how this one thing really, you know, connects to what I see happening every day in our world, is we are asking ourselves, what is that one thing that we need to execute consistently in order to deliver that result? And if we do it, and we execute it well, and we execute it consistently, the rest, you know, becomes unnecessary. And that is really a very powerful way to look at that, because the temptation is to ask people to do all the things they could do, and we put all of those things in the change initiative or the training we're designing. Now, once you ask that how we're going to do it, and you really narrow that down to the behavior or a very short list of behaviors, then you can go to that next question, which is, okay, great, now we know what we need to do. What are people going to need to know to do that? And that is that's the core of what you design and you include in that learning experience. And anything else beyond what they need to know to execute that thing is really non-essential. It's a nice to have, not a need to have. And the final question that we move through is, you know, once I know what to do, I know how to do it, I know, wow, if I did it, this thing's going to happen. That's great. We're going to move, you know, dollars from here to there. The big question is why? Why would I want to do this thing that I could do to create the result? Why would I want to do it consistently? Why would I want to prioritize it as the most important thing I need to be focused on? And that is always a personal engagement question. And when we do that really well in organizations, in teams, in our own lives, when we do that really well, when we answer that and connect it to what's important to us, we can do that thing consistently, and we can make that thing the priority. And I think that's the key. You know, what we see when, you know, our client partners do that, we see extraordinary results, phenomenal results with things that are simple. And the biggest reaction we got, because many times, you know, we're working on a really big scale. You know, we're trying to move a needle globally. We're working through thousands of managers in an initiative and trying to get some outcome through thousands of people. And what it is always amazing and really excites me, honestly, you know, is to see that celebration of success from something that when people look at it, they go, wow, this is really so much less than what we were originally going to task ourselves with doing. And the result is so much more. And that's really powerful. So that's really how this connects, you know, and how I see this. And you can see why I'm really a big fan of this work and the message that the book delivers.
Yes, and oftentimes we fall into the trap and we take everything we could do, cram it into a training program or an initiative, and we end up mistaking movement for achievement. So this is something that your company solves.
Right. You're so right, because it's about, you know, oh, let's get people busy, right? And that productivity looks like that action, because it's not really productive, that action looks like we have some result. But, you know, it's a counter, there's a counter effect to that, because we've all lived in it. You know, when we're asked constantly to do something new, like the new thing comes down the pipeline, right? And we get smart. I mean, we're smart people. So we see the new thing coming and we go, oh, you know, maybe if I just wait this out, it too shall pass and I won't have to really do anything, you know, because there'll be a new thing next month. There'll be a new thing next quarter. And I think one of the things that's really powerful about this level of focus is that we get an immediate result, and the result is reinforcing of the behavior. Because when I do something and I see a result, I'm immediately, it becomes wired into my brain that, wow, this worked. You know, I'm going to do it again. I'm getting a reward. I'm getting an immediate impact from it. And I think that's something that is often under honored, really. You know, it's something that we need to pay attention to in what we do within our organizations, because it's a really powerful thing when we can build confidence in our teams that when we show them the way that team is going to produce a result, we're going to get a team, a culture, an organization that can execute incredibly well. And that is the highest competitive advantage.
Excellent, Janine. Now tell me, as president and CEO of Format for Business, what's your one thing in business right now?
Ah, that's a great question. I love that. Well, you know, it's funny because my one thing this year is, it really could be an adaptation of this on a really macro level in our organization. You know, we are in a very high growth experience in the life cycle of our business. And, you know, with growth comes all these opportunities. And, you know, the thing that I am most focused on in my role is to maintain and cultivate and nurture focus within our organization, and to look at what that looks like, both from a strategic level, right? So when we lay out our strategy, what is the most important thing that we are executing? And does everybody on the team understand what that is? And how does that translate to what I'm doing today? So I get into the office, you know, I open up my computer, and now I'm prioritizing what I'm doing today in my role and in any role in the organization. How do I connect that to the strategy? And one of the things that we did this year that's been really effective is we linked the strategic planning process that we have done, you know, ongoing. But what we did is we linked that to a team productivity system so that, you know, every day, and it's the tool that we're using to do this, but every day we come in and everybody connects immediately to what that priority is. And that priority is synced with the priority of everybody else on the team. And what's most powerful about that is that priority is linked to the highest priority of what we're executing in the company at a strategic level. So, for example, you know, the one thing we're really focused on right now is we have a launch of a new program and a product suite that everybody's involved in. And you know, when I come in, and I'm a graphic designer on the team, and I come in, you know, I need to see that, okay, I'm working on this piece today and it's coming out. And what's powerful is when I can see that that thing that is my priority today, how does it fit with where the company is going to be in a year? And that's been our focus, and it's been very energizing. It's been very energizing to link the day-to-day to where we want to be 1 year, 18 months, 2 years from now. Because I think it's energizing. You know, I know I'm energized when I'm in something and I can see where it's taking me. I lose enthusiasm rapidly when I'm doing something and I'm thinking, okay, why am I doing this? You know, like, there's so much to do. Why am I doing this? So I think my task, you know, personally in my role is to make sure everybody's really energized around the work. And I think that comes from meaning and knowing how it connects.
No doubt. And plus having that vision or strategy, as you said, understanding where are we going to be 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, because the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And as you said, with growth comes opportunity. And without understanding what it looks like in the future, well, any opportunity will do. In fact, we end up making the next logical decision in business, the next logical decision in business, and the cycle continues, and it could take us anywhere other than where we say we choose to be. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. And I think it's really, you know, I think it's really tempting to overestimate what our ability is to take on priorities. And it's really difficult to say no to things that are very attractive. And, you know, I think one of the things that we always have to recognize in every role, you know, and I had somebody, a mentor, say this to me not too long ago, and it really stuck with me. This mentor said, you know, look, when you're doing great things and you're producing great results, the universe is always going to deliver to you more than you can take on at that moment, because it's about selecting the right things that move you to the next level. It's not about doing it all. It's about choosing wisely. And I thought, wow, you know, it's a really, really great way to kind of reframe the overwhelm that so many of us live in. You know, 'cause I'm thinking I must not be the only one that lives in overwhelm. But, you know, overwhelm is always a product of the challenge or opportunity in front of me is greater than the resources I have available to take advantage of it. And the most limiting resource we all have is our own time.
No doubt, Jenny.
You know, I just think it's a really powerful thought to think, wow, if you're overwhelmed, to say, look, you're doing something right. There's more opportunities showing up for you than you can grab. So it's about recognizing that and choosing wisely. I think you know, leaders that can do that with their team and give their team permission to see that way, we can have so much more productive conversations around making great choices around where we invest our energy, and that's critical.
Yes, Janine, and as you were talking, I was thinking about Gary Keller's definition of willpower. That's the will to say yes to what you need to do and the power to say no to everything else, and it starts with a vision. So Janine, this has been really helpful. Loved the interview. What parting thoughts would you have for our listeners as it relates to the one thing in your company?
Well, my parting thoughts would be, I believe that we can create anything. I really believe that we have the power to create what it is we all envision. And at the end of the day, there's two things that determine if we achieve that. You know, one is the behaviors that we choose to habitualize every day in our life. You know, it's about, am I executing the right behavior? And the second is the belief. Do I really have the beliefs that are going to enable me to do that? And I think that's the key. It's really just that simple. And, you know, you mentioned a moment ago about willpower, and I love Gary's definition of that, because I think it is about every day getting up, you know, making those choices. And it's been great to be with you, great to connect with you and with everybody here. And, you know, if anything I sparked for you, raised a question or you want to connect, you can certainly reach me. Probably the easiest email we have, email that our team responds to, so we get back to you immediately. But our info at the numeral 4 business.com. And I'm also CC'd on that too, so I'll be sure to, if I'm right there answering, I'll get back to you ASAP. But it's info@formatforbusiness.com. And I would love to connect with anybody who is also on that path with the one thing and has some great ideas of what they're doing in their organization. So thank you, Sean. It's been a real pleasure to be here with you and with your listeners.
Janine, thank you so much. And thank you to our listeners as well. Remember, guys, go to the onething.com. That's with the number one. Learn about our training events, our workshops, and coaching opportunities. Until we talk again next time, be on purpose, focus on priority, and be productive.